Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are so happy because we're going to continue our numerology chat with our friend Nicole DePalma. And this time we're going to talk about the letters and of your name and how that can boil down into the numerology world and also the house number of perhaps where we live. We're going to chat about that. So we want to welcome Nicole DePalma to the show and have her talk to us about numerology. First of all, how did you get interested in this, please?
Oh, I'm one of those people, Mo, that if I pick up on a word or a concept, I'm going to go hunt it down. And I've always been fascinated. You know, when you look at your birthday, that's what kind of drew me into it at first. You know, if you go by that idea of there really are no accidents and why were we born on the days we were born on. And then I started to look at how numerology applied to our birth month, the day and year that we're born in, and what that signified. It was kind of like, holy cow, because I'd add them up and look at my brother and sister and dad and mom and then me, and it's just like, wow, there is kind of a little happy coincidence going on here. So numerology kind of let me find out more about all kinds of different issues, life path number, our soul's urge number, career, all that kind of stuff. It's just fascinating.
So in a previous conversation we had, you chatted about our birth date and boiling down to one number, but you also can do that with the letters of your name. How does that work, please?
Yeah. Well, if folks have something to jot this down with, I've also put it on my Facebook page as well, Mo. A chart of what each letter applies to as far as a number goes. And I will give that out right now if people want to write that down, and then they'll have what each letter corresponds to a number with. And it's really, it goes pretty quickly. So the number one applies to the letters A, J, and S. The number two applies to the letters B, K, and T. The number three applies to the letters C, L, and U. The number four applies to the letters D, M, V. I love that, DMV. The number five applies to the letters E, N, W. The number six is the letters F, O, X. There's another easy one. The number seven are the letters G, P, Y. The number eight is the letters H, Q, Z, and finally the number nine are the letters I and R, and zero is always just an amplifier, so it does not have any letters that apply to it. So with that handy dandy chart, you can now start to look at the letters of your name and then make a mathematical equation out of the letters of your name.
Do you use the full, your full name, your first name, middle name, and your last name?
Yeah, depending on what you're looking for, today we're going to be talking about your full birth name. People have asked me, how about a married name or how about a nickname? But no, we have to go by what is on your birth certificate. So if a person is born with a first, a middle, and a last name, that's your numerology number that we'll be talking about today.
That sounds great. So how do we go about finding that out?
Well, I gave us an example. You know, the last time you and I chatted, I gave an example of somebody that was born today. And so the example I'm going to give is if somebody on their birth certificate, their name is Jane Ann, A-N-N-E, Doe. And what each letter has its corresponding number to, and how we add that all up. So Jane is, J is 1, N is 1, N is 5, and E is 5. So that's the first name. And Anne, the middle name, Anne is 1, N is 5, N is 5, and E is 5. And finally, our last name, Doe, D is 4, O is 6, and E is 5. So if we add up all of those numbers, it comes to 43. And again, in numerology, we want to bring that down to a single digit. And Jane Ann Doe is 4 plus 3. And so Jane Ann Doe is a 7.
So from there, we would then take the number 7 and correspond it to, what is it called, please?
That would be our power number.
Your power number.
So our power number. So that is literally the strength of your character. And Jane Ann Doe has the lovely number 7, and she is aligned with spiritual purpose. It's also the number of the spirits or higher vibration. It's an opportunity number, and it's an opportunity to align with divine purpose and the will to want to move to a higher self. So way to go, Jane Ann Doe.
So how can people then learn more about their specific number?
All they have to do is go back to that chart that I just gave. So the number value of each letter. And what they have to do is look at their given name on their birth certificate. So that would be their first name. And some people have multiple names on their birth certificate. For example, they could have two middle names, or they could have a hyphenated last name. But it has to be that actual name that's on their birth certificate. And then with every letter of their name, apply the number to each letter and then add that up. And we reduce that to a single number. But again, with that caveat of the master numbers that we spoke of before. So if your name would add up to an 11, a 22, or a 33, we're not going to break that down to single-digit numbers. We're going to honor the master number, master builder number, that comes out to be.
And if it's a triple digit, then you would add all three of those numbers together as well?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Yeah. So if you would wind up with a triple-digit number, like let's say, for example, that your number came out to be, oh, I'm going to throw this out there, 125. You'd add 1 plus 2 equals 3 plus 5 equals 8. So that person would be an 8.
So let's go through the numbers so people can understand better what they mean, please.
So we're looking at the single digits 1 through 9. And then when we finish this up, I'll also talk about the master builder number so people can figure out what the master builder numbers mean. But again, zero is an amplifier. So zero has the value of amplifying whatever number it is behind. So the number one means that you are a leader. Of course it would be number one. Originality, independent. You're looking at someone who is looking at the beginning of new beginnings, new possibilities, original thinking. So this person is always going to be your outside-of-the-box thinker, that person that's the natural-born leader. If you're in a meeting with others, people are probably going to turn to you and say, you know what, Mo, you're number one, you're going to be our leader, that type of thing. And it just kind of exudes from the person. So number one is always going to be at the forefront, the come on, get behind me, I'll take us where we need to go. I'm going to give you some original thoughts, and this person also in the core of their being is always going to be open to new concepts, and not only new, but new and original. The number two is our cooperative number. They are all about cooperation because a two is an even number. It's balanced. They want to associate with others. They want to be sensitive to others. So this is the kind of person who's highly intuitive. They're very in tune to other people or the vibe of a group or to people that they're close with. They're all about cooperation, and they're all about being sensitive. So number two is really got their antennas out with what's going on around them. The number three is just a fun number because it's very spiritual. They're very creative, but they're very creative with other people. They can get people to really have those juices flowing, if you will. Number threes are just so fun to be around because they're like number twos in that they cooperate, but number threes also have the sparkle to them about, come on, let's put our heads together. Let's really kick up some dust and see what we can come up with. They're just, it's a fun number. There's a joyous aspect to number three. Number four, because it's an even number, there's a stability to that number. They're all about stability. But we kind of mentioned before, Mo, that the number is really locked into the career. They're really diving into the career situation. So if a number four from their name or their birth date is that we come up with a four, they're the kind of person that we're saying that if you find something you love, you'll never work another day in your life. That's just because a four person is so tuned into their career and career as their life path. They're the ones that are kind of, when they're 2-year-old, they knew that they were going to be a doctor. And that's the kind of person that we're talking about is a number four. The number five, again, is all about adventure and excitement. They're the one that wants to get on that carnival ride and drag everybody with you. Come on, the tilt-a-whirl's going to be fun. Come on, let's go. Or they're going to be the person that says, come on, let's get on our bikes and let's go explore this new path that we haven't seen yet. But, you know, also, it doesn't have to be tied to adventure like travel, even though that's part of it. But the adventure in anybody else might think it's mundane. For example, you're in your house perhaps during COVID, and this person is going to be the one that says, come on, let's pull out that board game, or let's play a board game, or let's watch something new to discover on TV. So a number five is always going to be that adventurous, let's get out there, let's grab life by the horns kind of person. I think a number five would be a fun person to be around or to be. Number six is everything that's connected with the home. So a number six is, some people call a six the nester. And there's great value during this COVID time to want to be a nester, to not just to sit in front of the television, for example, or in front of the internet, but a nester is the one that's going to take this kind of opportunity. Just really, do I want to improve my house? Do I want to improve my garden? Do I want to learn more about my lineage, my heritage? That's what a number six is going to do. I have a dear friend, I think that you know her as well, Miss Amy Deaver, and there's a number six if I ever knew one. And a number seven person is going to align with their spiritual purpose. We kind of talked about Jane Ann Doe a minute ago. There's a number seven for us who's going to be aligned with their purpose, lucky seven, and how they have the worldview of how can I rise up to a higher vibration of myself. That number eight is the abundance and material prosperity idea. How can we attract prosperity and abundance into our life? But again, how can we attract this for a greater good? Sure, we can increase our bank account and we can increase our abundance, but how can I turn that into a higher good for myself, say my business, my family, the world at large, maybe a greater cause? And that's what our eights mean. And finally, the number nine is the number of accomplishments, a deeper purpose for our accomplishments. So we're taking on a task. We're bringing it to completion, feeling really good about how we did that. And now let's go ahead and move on to that next task, that next horizon that we can look at. And again, with any of these numbers, if we have a zero attached to that, it's going to amplify those numbers. It's going to kind of jack those numbers up. And then finally, we talked about our master builder numbers, the 1-1, the 2-2, and the 3-3. And we never want to turn those numbers into single-digit numbers just because there are master builder numbers and they have kind of a higher vibration to them. The 11 is the number of originality, instinct, and faith. 22 is the master builder number. It's the most powerful indicator of ambition and success. And the 33 is the 3-3. Is all about building higher good partnerships with other people, bringing yourself on board with others to create that next great awesome thing. So that's what the numbers are all about.
And you mentioned we can also do this with our house.
Oh, yes, we can. So if we take those numbers that we just talked about, and this is what's kind of fun. If you go on a walk with yourself and you want to do some addition in your head, or you're walking with your kids or your family and you look at addresses. Now, we can take numbers and letters, but we don't really have time for that now. But we've given people the tools to break down numbers and letters. So, for example, my house is 1700. It's 1700. And if I add 1 plus 7 plus 0 plus 0 together, I get a number 8. So my house is an 8 house. And if I go back to what an 8 means, and we talked about 8 being all about abundance and material prosperity, the other thing about an 8 house is that if I wanted to, I could bring my business into the house, which I have done. So I, you know, have my activities out of my home, and that means that I can bring abundance and prosperity to my home. And it also means that with abundance and prosperity, how can I create an environment within, inside and outside my home to make it welcoming and charming and safe for people who would want to come to it? So each house is tied to a number, and that's how we can look at our homes. There are actually some people out there that actually do a numerological study of if they're buying a house, what does that address mean, and if they align with the address meaning of that home that they might be thinking to buy.
Can I tell you, I couldn't be happier. Our house is a 2.
Oh, I love that. You live in a 2 home. Association, sensitivity, cooperation. I love that.
I don't know if it's true.
I would be darn happy too.
We love what you have been talking about. Nicole, this is also fascinating. If people want to learn more from you, how can they do that, please?
Sure. They can hop on my Facebook page with what we've talked about, both for numbers and letters. And my Facebook page is, if they look up Nicole DePalma, and you'll see the header coming up as Mindful Motion, and you'll see a picture of my pretty horse. So that's how you know you've landed on my Facebook page. But have them kindly, if they want to know more, they can call me, 651-318-9168. My email address, Ayurveda, A-U-Y-V-E-R-D-A, 722@gmail.com. My website is everydayayurveda722.com.
Such great information, and we are so happy that you shared it with us. Something fun to do to kind of break the monotony, and we appreciate it. Yes, thank you. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.